When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is great advice for all men listening.
Oh, great.
We're going to up your sex game.
Damn.
And we're going to do it with science.
Yeah.
But two things have to happen for this to work.
Mm-hmm.
One, you have to listen.
You got to listen to the scientists.
Well, yes. We're out.
Okay. Like, really listen. And two, you
yeah,
have
the
to be-
Einstein had ass.
You have to be ready to be an unselfish lover.
Yeah.
And it seems
so
like-
you have to give.
And it seems like, as men, those two things- We are not great
no,
at.
Not good.
You're hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy is back, and thank God, because we couldn't do this break without him. If you want to get her there every time you lay down, listen up.
All right.
The headline of this article, the sex position that always does the trick for women.
Where to lay her.
Are you ready?
Where she should be splayed.
Shut up so he could say it, speaking of listening.
Thank you, Kimmy. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's called the coital alignment technique.
And he's out.
The coital?
Coital.
Where's her coital?
Coitus.
Is it in the coit? Is it?
You're coiting in the coit?
Coiting in the coit.
I hear it's full.
Okay. So it's essentially the missionary position, but with a slight tweak.
Okay, what are we tweaking?
Oh, my God. As a man, yeah. When you're in the
mission. This is going to be a disaster.
So you say you're basically, you're on top of her.
No, yeah, okay.
In a standard position.
Okay. You're aware of the missionary.
She's
missionary.
Like this.
Right, so you be the woman
so
and I'll be the man.
Right. Acting this out right now. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I'm on top of you.
Yeah, all right.
Doing that. When you're in the missionary position, you have to get up a little higher.
Like push her up more?
Well, no, you yourself have to get up a little higher.
All right, I can't do this very long.
Okay.
Like stuck.
So that the base of your dong is rubbing against her you-know-where.
All right, so you're scraping the floor.
You got it.
You're rubbing the tile.
Well, no, it's not the floor. It's the top, the ceiling.
Okay, you're going this way.
No. I need the ceiling of the outside, up here.
All right.
Sorry if you're on the live stream.
All right.
In a recent study, women who were unable to orgasm from intercourse reported a 56% increase in orgasm frequency with this move.
When you raise your... So you raise yourself up a little bit.
Yeah, so not only are you getting the in, you're getting the friction
you're
where she needs
more.
A friction.
Right.
So I'm guessing
so you're touching that button.
Yeah.
That would change, though, I guess. I'm just picturing it. Depending on how tall you are or how short she is, like you wouldn't really be face-to-face anymore.
Well,
no,
you're right. It depends.
I mean, for the woman, you would have to change your spot on the ceiling you look at to forget what's going on right now. Like the ceiling fan may not be doing it for you.
You may not
anymore.
Have a view of the ceiling, I guess. Yeah.
You're doing this for her. And Kimmy, if you arch your back the right way, you can still be like, you know what I'm saying?
Please don't do that.
Well, I just
so you're just kind of getting up on it.
It was a natural.
A bit.
All right, I got you.
Okay.
You can switch it up.
Mm? Okay.
This is huge because women are getting the best of both worlds here. And it's very important for a very big reason.
Mm.
Did you know that 2/3 of women don't get to the end with plain old P in the G? Sex.
Standard sex.
You got it. Right. 2/3 of women need more stimulation.
Without a little help.
Yes, than just standard intercourse.
Okay.
And it has actually caused a massive problem. Something we've discussed on this show before.
What's that?
Called the orgasm gap. A massive difference, on average, how often men get to the end compared to our female counterparts when we're having sex with each other. It turns out Women either get self-conscious telling us what they need us to do.
Which is understandable.
Or they don't know themselves.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Or they feel like they're asking for too much, so they don't share what they need.
Because the guy can't pull it off.
You got it. That is one possibility. Or women are telling us, and we're simply not listening.
Say verbally or just in their body language?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
So you got to know how to read your lady.
Well, no, you don't.
Well, yes, you do.
Well, no, because this seems like it's a pretty good move for every woman.
Well, it's easy because it's a slight adjustment.
Exactly. Does that sound like something that's happening in your relationship, what we just described here? Either she is too afraid to tell you what she wants, thinking it's too much. She is telling you you're not listening. One of those two things.
Like, could be.
Is any man listening to this show right now self-aware enough to realize that maybe they are not giving the attention to their female counterpart in the sack that they need to be?
I'm guessing most guys don't have that kind of confidence or think they're nailing it.
Kimmy, would you agree with that?
I don't know if a lot of women would feel comfortable speaking up, because you would also have to kind of do it in the moment, and you don't want to ruin the moment. So I can see why she may not say exactly what she needs in that moment.
All right, so let's say...
Oh, no.
Could you... What?
No, it's just... I've had a question. I've had a nice relaxing week.
you knew this was gonna happen.
The Terry Clifford show?
Well,
Timmy's show?
Can I say, I think that they're... I'm going to give men some credit. I think they would be open... They want to know that information. Okay. It's just the delivery that's going to sway how much it affects your confidence.
Okay.
All right, so my question is, during foreplay, maybe you're down there diddling around a little bit. Would it hurt to ask where this would feel good on your little flower?
I think if you ask, that invites the conversation. I mean,
I'm in the moment.
Right. I think it's okay to ask. I don't think most men are going to ask, though.
You're touching the petals?
Well, the petals of the flower. And like you're going to go, I can't say where you're going, but like you say, would you like me to do more here? And then touch that area.
If you are watching on the live stream.
I can't even
or would you like
now.
It over here?
So sorry.
A little over there.
I am so,
a little over
so
here.
Sorry for what you're witnessing on the live stream. Okay.
Oh.
It actually may not be much. To get your woman where she needs
to be.
You're
saying just move up a little bit.
Well, so that position works. But even before we get to that, according to these scientists, when it comes to mouth fun for her, like on her, do you understand what I'm saying?
All right.
Only 27% of American men say they do that on a regular basis.
A missionary?
No. I'm talking about...
Oh.
Mouth fun on her.
You're welcome,
everybody on the live stream.
Let me say that again. Only 1 in 4 men in a recent study said they do that on a regular basis.
Okay.
And then you have to ask, of those men that do it on a regular basis, how many men are good at doing that?
I mean, just watch men eat in general. It's pretty gross. Go to any truck stop.
I don't know, man. Those guys at the truck stop seem like they're doing
it right. I don't know who wants to watch it.
That could also be not because you don't want to, but she just doesn't even want you to bother because you're not doing it right.
Is there a way to explain to men how to do that the right way if he's not doing
it I think
it
it's different
right
for every woman.
No, that's what I mean. That's how it would have to go.
But yeah. I think you've got to be built for eating.
What?
You do, man. You've got to be built for eating.
What is being built for eating?
You can't have some big, fat head and gross-ass mouth down there.
What are you talking about?
You can't be buck-tooth. You know, you've got to
using your teeth, you're doing it the wrong way.
No, but you're down there moving around. Like, I'm built for eating, bro. Because I'm
you don't
slight.
Even know why. Why would you?
Right, I'm almost like a little human dildo down there because I'm at that size.
No, I would agree with you. You're a human dildo. I can't argue that.
But I'm down there. I'm slight. I'm not heavy. You know, I'm easy to move around. I'm like a travel size thing.
See, this is the problem. Is because you're confident.
Wait,
you
she's
are...
moving you around.
You could.
All right.
I'm not that heavy. Like a big ass man down there. Is not going to be comfortable if you're a petite or a normal sized woman.
It's like having,
think of that guy's big ass head down there.
That's not true.
And by the way, you're going to have to take the baseball cap off at some point.
See, this is what I mean, and this is the problem with the situation here, right? We have this position. Stop. We have this position that scientifically works for a whole bunch of women that don't get pleasure. Can you please sit back normal again?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And we have the statistic that if we were to simply go down and do it, you know, and you don't hear any of that. All you did was turn this into a bragging session about how good you are at going downstairs.
But some brothers are just too big to eat.
Do I look too big to eat to you?
Well, you lost a little weight.
Bro, when I started a meal, I was finishing that meal, son. Straight up.
Yeah, some of those girls I never heard from again.
No, some of those girls, there was actually food down there.
Do guys, how do...
You talking about Antipasto Annie?
Antipasto.
How do you guys, my question is, how do you yes. learn to do that in the first place?
Porn.
Is all that, guys well, that's what that. I mean. Like, do,
all guys
you,
learn from porn, man.
But I mean, do you just over time, or is it you learned it how to do this way, and now this is what's going to be forever?
Like, it's girl on girl porn is your training ground. It just is, man.
Is that the good way to do it?
I don't know, because it's the most exposure we're going to get to it.
But porn would probably be like an over-exaggeration maybe, yeah, and I don't know if that's
overact.
A good or a bad thing.
If you were asking me personally, yeah. I just asked questions.
Okay, see, that I think
with
that's the way to do it. I didn't know if like
it was
you...
like I was getting on a roller coaster at Dairy Lake. Enjoy the Piper.
I didn't know if like you got advice from like a buddy, or you know what I mean? Or
well,
like
sometimes
a movie,
your dad will pull
you
down and light a cigarette and let me tell you something. I'm going to teach you about hitting right now. How to please a lady with your mouth.
252 WCMF.
How to make that tongue dance.
Okay. We're talking about the scientific way to increase the odds that your lady has an orgasm during sex. It's called the coital alignment technique. It's a missionary position, but slightly tweaked, where as a guy, you have to get up a little higher so that the base of your thing is rubbing against the top of her thing on the outside. Mm. That way, you're getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
And in a recent study, women who were unable to orgasm from intercourse reported a 56% increase in orgasm frequency with this move. That's huge.
Oh,
that is a huge thing.
You ain't kidding.
And if you want to Google it to see it for yourself, again, it's called the coital alignment technique. And this is all very good information. But again, based on what we're watching here, Tommy didn't listen to a damn thing. He just found a way to spin it into, here's what I'm going to go do things while you're not. Jeremy's on CMF talking about knowing how to please a woman. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
He was a chef.
You know I love this show, right?
Thank you.
But
why do you feel the need to censor yourself when you're talking to adults?
Well, because the FCC, has something to say
it's
about it.
It's the man, yeah.
It's not our choice.
Stop it. You could say
So here's the thing. So Oprah can, but because of how our show goes, we can't. Mm. So don't say it.
Just had to dump you, Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh, get the hell out of here.
Bro, what do you want? Hey, did you sit in hours of meetings, yeah, Jeremy? What do you want me to do?
Hold on. So you mean to tell me that even during a government shutdown, where the FCC isn't monitoring much of what's happening, that you're talking about a scientific study
yes.
that has to deal with sexual reproductive organs
yes.
that you can't actually say the word?
Yes, because of the way we're describing it.
Yes.
Jeremy, I'm telling you, I know it's stupid. I have had this pounded in my head since I took this job. What do you want me to do
about
it?
You can't stand in the woods and talk about trees.
There you go. And it's stupid. I agree with you, but it's just how it is, man.
So how are we supposed to help anyone when you say...
Don't listen to this show,
to do,
basically.
We're trying to talk around it.
Ugh. God, this radio is dying, man.
Well,
see you, dicks.
Thanks. Great talking to you.
Yeah.
This is a fun way to have a conversation. You think we do this on purpose?
Only he could ruin this conversation.
All right. So, like, the problem is when it comes to this, 27% of men only go downstairs on a regular
basis,
right? The acknowledgement that I give you this information that's going to increase all this stuff, but you just turned it into bragging. The biggest problem when it comes to sex between men and women.
What's that?
Maybe getting yours with her also getting hers. Like this new sex position, for example.
Yeah.
It's just a different type of missionary. And for men, it turns out that missionary is not a very popular sex position.
No.
It's not.
It's a boring position.
It's not in the top eight. They had a study where had men rank. Doggy style was in the top eight. Reverse cowgirl was in the top eight.
Yeah.
Those are two things that guys really like to use. Are those things your wife is excited to do? Doggy style.
Well,
and
you like it because she looks like she's doing something way more naughty.
What do you?
It's a naughty position. Missionary looks like something your great grandmother did when she first got to this country.
Well, I think it has
because she needed milk for the children. But yeah, it's boring.
Well,
it's a little bit kinkier. It's a little bit sassier.
Well, it also has to do with who's in control, right?
Okay.
Well, the banking.
Like
system.
You have more control. Sorry, I talked over your joke.
Oh, that's fine. It wasn't that good.
Like, maybe if she is in control, she's on top, she can figure it out herself. She doesn't really need you to do a certain position to get there. You know what I
Where
mean?
Where she's moving the stick around.
Yeah.
252
Or maybe she puts a little topside show for you.
All right. Like, I love how we're having this discussion.
Yeah, diddle the nips a little bit for me.
I love how we're having this discussion. It's all about women. We had a ton of women calling the show while you were gone. The second you come back.
Well, because you had Queen Terry in here in Rochester.
It was even without Terry. Without Terry.
Well, then you didn't have any women on the show.
Women calling all day. Mm-hmm. This is about women.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten nothing but calls and messages from men. I have.
Well, we are talking about what you can do as a man.
No, but I have, Kimmy, I have nothing but Instagram messages from men giving me tips on how to give women orgasms.
And it's not Saturday night.
And Chuck is on CMF. Hey.
Now, Chuck's going to tell you how to take care of business.
What's up, Chuck?
Lick-lack Chuck.
What's going on, guys?
It's Chuck Wagon Chuck.
What's going on?
What do you got, Chuck?
Just wanted to tell you that I'm going to forever call it riding the Viper.
Okay.
Going to get you kicked out of Darien Lake.
Any woman that was going to have an orgasm after hearing that will never have an orgasm again. There goes Chuck. Jesus Christ. Man. This could all come down to sexual compatibility.
Oh.
Because not all people who spend their lives together are actually sexually compatible. Mm-hmm. Not that you don't know how to get each other where the other needs to be.
Yeah.
But you prefer different things.
Different needs.
Yes, when it happens. Right? Like, I've always wondered how you split up sexual pleasure when the two people in the relationship who love each other and want to be together and make it work prefer different kinds of sex.
I guess you got to find like a happy meeting place.
Well, but here's the thing.
Because you're both on the same highway on different journeys.
But if you find a happy meeting place, you may have a situation where neither feel fully satisfied. Mm. Like if one person wants something over here and the other person wants something over here.
You're too far apart.
And you're both willing to do it. It just doesn't get you there. Do you keep track of whose turn it is? If one person's preference is more complicated, does that one happen less often? Does that lead to resentment?
It could.
Right?
It could.
Because like the odds that you find someone, one, that you love, two, that you want to spend the rest of your life with, and three, that you are 100% down the middle sexually compatible with is almost 0%.
Yes, it would be very hard.
And that may not be something that men have realized until this moment just now.
Mm-hmm.
Like how truly sexually compatible are you with the woman that you are spending your time with?
Because you think about how men solve problems and how women solve problems.
With a hammer.
Right. And that's not what she wants down there. It's going to hurt and leave a mark.
It is funny, like when we were kids, like, if I just do it harder, it'll be better.
Right.
Like that. Like that.
And that was probably the most confident you ever were.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
There was no doubt I was doing it
the
right way.
You were the worst at it, the point in your life where you're the worst at it and the most confident at the same time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, that's forever and ever, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's never a point. Sure. I mean, how many men do you think, if we were to have, like, a competition, could truly call themselves sexual maestros?
That would actually win the contest.
Exactly.
Zero.
Okay. There are men that know what they're doing.
Yeah, but I don't think they know. I don't. Do you think the
Watch
men
learn,
that are
baby.
Actually good at it know that they are? Because, like, if you're going to, you know, ask who'd be good at it. You'd ask the woman or the people he's been with, like, if he's good at it or not. But do you think he knows he's that guy for women, the women that he's been with, I guess?
All right, I understand that there are theories that the smartest people in the room don't know they're the smartest people. The hardest workers don't realize they're the hardest workers. I do think that the men who are the best at sex know they're the best at sex.
Well, because they probably get really good feedback.
And they keep coming back, but there are men who are
bad at it that get good feedback because nobody's going to tell them they're bad at it.
Well, but I mean, I guess the question would be, do they keep coming back around even if you're not in a relationship?
Right.
I love how you said they go back to Europe because I had the same guy in my head.
That suave European guy, right?
Exactly.
Dresses sharp, knows how to pick out a good wine. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. Not us.
The opposite of the break room.
All right, let's take a break and go update our FCC regulations. We're back, babe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Plays a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's do it.
The most dangerous band in America is a little more dangerous than it was a week ago.
Oh.
And here's the thing. This man says it had nothing to do with his bandmates. Question is, do you believe him? You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. For decades, the only version of this band you got was the lead singer and a couple of other weirdos.
Oh.
But now, Guns N' Roses is back together and complete. We don't have it. All right, Kimmy. Sorry about that.
Really?
Guns N' Roses, they've been back together on tour. Currently, they are touring South America. On Saturday, they did a show in Argentina. And when you go pay to see Guns N' Roses again, you're getting everybody.
Oh.
Axl Rose, bassist Duff McKagan.
Did he get fat?
Axl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the grease on this Axl is from fried chicken. And Slash is also performing.
Oh.
So while they were in Argentina, I believe it was Saturday night, Axl Rose started getting very upset.
About what?
So when they were doing Open to the Jungle, they're opening to Welcome to the Jungle, he said into a mic, okay, I'll just try and wing this. And then after
that's never good.
After he did that, he turned around and threw his microphone at new drummer Isaac Carpenter.
Wait, the new guy?
Yes. Oh. The mic hit the drum kit. He then kicked the bass drum, Axl Rose did, and stormed off the stage.
Wait,
after
they just started?
Yeah. Yeah. So he was doing the chorus of Welcome to the Jungle. He turned around, chucked the mic at the drum set, kicked the bass, and walked off stage.
I wish we had like the sound effects that made.
So we have the audio. It's terrible. So we couldn't play it on the air for you.
Oh, it's in Spanish.
I'm sorry. Eventually, Axl was coaxed back on stage.
With what, a ham sandwich?
And did their set, performed, and left.
Oh, man.
After the show, Axl Rose said in an interview that the outburst had nothing to do with their drummer or the rest of the band. In fact, he went out of his way to compliment the new drummer, who says is top-notch and great. He said that the audio was bad. He could not hear the drums in his earpiece, and that's
so
why
he took it out on the drums.
Yeah, that's why he reacted the way they did. Do we believe Axl Rose?
No, of course not.
No, I honestly would... I think it looks worse in my eyes that you tried to make an excuse for it instead of just staying mad. Just be like, yeah, I was pissed.
But would he be pissed at the drummer, the new drummer?
I don't know. I think the fact that you're like, oh, you know, I was mad at the audio and that was it. But clearly people saw a different story.
Well, it's
unfold.
Also possible he was mad at, I mean, like, it's not out of the question.
You threw the mic at the drummer.
Well, but you threw the mic at the drums that he could not hear. I don't know.
All right. Else but you're also old and fat.
He's
and
63.
Grumpy.
He's 63. Hey. He's your age, man.
Yeah, and he's fat and grumpy.
No, you're old.
And he can't hear.
Here's the thing. I think after we watch you be a grumpy guy, just stay a grumpy guy. Don't try to be like nice guy afterwards.
Oh, so you say
nobody believes it.
Don't try to walk it back.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. Now you're making me kind of feel bad for Axl Rose because it's possible that he is telling the truth.
Yeah, he's also a showman and doesn't want to, and he's got an ego.
But he's had no problem.
I can't believe he came back on stage. That's got to be rare for somebody to throw a fit like that on stage and come back.
Well, I mean,
afterwards.
To your point, the most famous he didn't come back was in Montreal. You remember this.
What happened again? I forgot.
They were co-headlining a show with Metallica.
Yeah.
Metallica went out first. That's when Hetfield had his fireworks incident where he accidentally stood over a firework
that burned him.
Metallica had to cut their set short. Guns N' Roses had a chance to save the day. Axl went out there. They performed a handful of songs, walked off stage, and said that his voice hurt.
Mm.
It caused a riot. Like a legitimate riot where people were arrested and a whole bunch of stuff happened. Mm-hmm. So, like, to your point, Kimmy, there have been times where he didn't go back, and he did go back, so maybe it is.
Yeah.
It also takes the shine off of being this badass rocker. You know what I mean?
But what do you mean?
That's what we see happen to all those guys.
You walk off like a little bitch. You're pissed off at the world. But it's not like a cool. Like, you're not cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're
you didn't even do any opposite of cool.
You
didn't even do any damage to the drinks.
Right. Like, yeah.
You know what
like,
I mean? Like, put your foot through it if you're going to kick it.
Like, when the Who got a hold of their equipment, it was done.
Okay, but again, the Who can still go out and perform. Would you want to see the Who smashing their equipment now? You want to see Pete Townsend smashing that guitar?
No, but if you're going to do it,
smash the goddamn thing. Okay. Have some fun with it.
No, but I mean, if you got osteoporosis, you could break the neck of the guitar and your wrist at the same time, right? 252 WCMF. And on a show Saturday night, Axl Rose back with Guns N' Roses slash Duff McKagan there as well. Freaked out during Welcome to the Jungle, the song they opened with.
Yeah.
Said, I guess I'm going to have to try and wing it. Then, after the first verse, turned around, whipped his mic at the drum set, kicked the drum set, and walked off stage. He was eventually coaxed back on stage. He said after the show he was not mad at his bandmates. He was upset that he could not hear the drums in his ear monitor. By the way, Guns N' Roses, which is, they are one of the best-selling rock bands of all time.
Oh, like, yeah.
You have to give them
that
their...
double album was like the king.
They are in the middle of, or are about to start, excuse me, recording their new album. It'll be the first full-length Guns N' Roses album since 2008's Chinese Democracy, which was the first album since 1993.
Okay.
So this will be the first album with Slash, Duff
McKagan,
and Axl on
it. It's going to suck.
Since 1993.
It's going to so suck, man. Because here's the thing. Like, I love watching these meltdowns, but you're just pushing these bands and these acts for too long.
What are you talking about?
Oh, they're frustrated. It's not the same sound anymore. Even, they don't look the same.
And even their like biggest fans, like they just want to hear the classics, right? Like I can't imagine that they're looking for anything new out of you.
Your biggest fans are my age.
Okay, yeah. But counterpoint, Slash was in Velvet Revolver, which had hits
right.
20 years after he was, you know, the most relevant. And like the creativity from these people could lead to legitimately good music again.
Yeah, but it's dried up.
How do you know?
Because they're old and they're rich. And they're fat, and they're not the same
Slash
guys.
Slash is not fat. Slash looks good. Okay, he's a little pudgier than you remember, but he's not.
Well, he's got the paunch, which you can't wear with spandex.
Slash was never
you
spandex.
Can't have spandex paunch.
He wears leather pants and jeans, okay?
I bet you it's pleather just to stretch over him.
Don't besmirch the good name of Slash. What did Slash do to you, man?
He was nothing.
Always, he was always the chill one.
Yeah, he was. He
sat there behind his sunglasses, smoking a cigarette in his top hat.
He's probably dead. People don't even know it.
Yeah, you could. You could replace Slash very
just
easily.
Prop him up.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sorry. I was a little bit excited about this potential new Guns N' Roses album.
Well, listen, it has a potential to end spectacularly and again a disaster.
The fact that they stopped making music at their peak, I would
which
make
which is when you should do.
Means that I still feel like there are creative
There's
juices.
There's still something left.
Yes, in that band. You're right. I agree with you.
Juice goes bad, brother.
Look, after
you leave it out too long.
After a band that's been around together has put out 20 albums. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, eventually they run out of ideas. I don't know if Guns N' Roses has run out of ideas. Because they haven't made new music together in...
20 years?
32 years.
Okay, because that's all you had.
I mean, you were...
That's all you had, man.
You were part of that genre at its peak, too,
right? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, but
unless you think you can bring that back around again.
Okay, I don't think people give Guns N' Roses enough credit for fighting through grunge. You do understand that, right?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't...
No, they were groundbreaking.
They weren't quite hair metal. They were, you know, I mean, it was...
They were a different sound.
But that's what I mean. Like, all of that hair metal, all of that heavier rock got swallowed up by grunge. And Guns N' Roses was still having success when that was going on.
Yeah.
It was their own self-destruction that shut that band
But they
down.
Were very unique. They had a unique sound.
Yes.
And it was great.
Yes.
But it had its day.
Okay.
That's the problem with these bands. You had your effing day.
You dumb. Bro,
let the kids coming up do their thing, man. That's what you wanted. But you're hogging the stage for 35 years.
No, but like,
and
no.
All the concert money is going to these billionaire bloated, you know, I want to go home. I'm tired.
That's a bad take, man. There isn't music like this being made anymore.
No, there should be the new music, the new generation, the new stuff.
But there probably is.
Go.
It's just not popular.
It's buried.
Yeah.
It's buried because it
like
is.
You could find
because Axl Rose just puts his hands on those kids' faces
but
and pushes them.
Throwing stuff at them. Get away, children.
You could find music for whatever genre or category you like to listen to, and there's probably new music being made. It's just a question of, is it popular or not with the majority of music?
No space for these kids.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.